Today, Be'ez Hashem, we learned the Kuf Lamed Hei of Masechta Shabbos. The topics we will discuss are, the Gemara would present several cases of a doubtful requirement for a bris milah, and discuss whether such a bris may be done on Shabbos. The Gemara will give two interpretations of a machloikis, Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, as to when we require drawing blood from the baby in lieu of a normal bris milah. The Gemara then discusses when the bris must be done on the eighth day, and when it should be done even earlier, and ties this to the issue of when a milah may be done on Shabbos. In this context, the Gemara presents an elaborate discussion of the requirement of giving a bris to the child of a shifcha, and under which circumstances the bris would wait until the eighth day or done immediately. Some of the key concepts and terms we'll learn include hatafas dam bris. In certain cases where a regular milah cannot be done, the Torah requires drawing blood from the area of the milah. Androgynous is somebody with both male and female organs and therefore has the status of a suffix zachar, suffix nekeva, doubtful whether it is male or female. Nit Torah v'nischat shalacha. Even with regard to those mitzvahs that were observed before the Torah was given, once the Torah was given, the halacha may have changed. Yilid bayis refers to a slave born while already under Jewish ownership. Miknas kesef refers to a slave who is bought with money. Both require a bris milah. There's a general machlekes whether kinyan peiris kikinyan guftami. Owning the products of something is like owning the item itself, or kinyan peiris lav kikinyan guftami. It is not like owning the item itself.